Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Yesterday, COVID-19 cases reported since the beginning of the pandemic were up by about 2,500 since Friday. But the good news, Connecticut's positivity rate has slid back under 3%, down to 2.95%. Now, the Connecticut vaccination program will open up people ages of 45 to 54 on Friday, as we first rebroadcast yesterday under a revised schedule that Governor Lamont announced yesterday. The administration is also planning to extend eligibility to all Connecticut residents age 16 and older by April 5th. That's a little less than 4 weeks earlier than previously planned. Effective immediately, pharmacists can now administer COVID-19 vaccine to patients 60 years and over. The Pine Plains Pharmacy has those vaccinations. Teachers and educators, you can follow the link, which is bit.ly/3C005YT to join on that wait list in New York. Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett, chair of the New York State Assembly Committee on Veterans Affairs, announced that $4.5 million allocated for the highly effective Joseph P. Dwyer peer-to-peer support program has been released to counties participating in the program. Barrett has spearheaded the effort to release the crucial funding and has fought to expand the program to more counties across the state. The Dwyer program provides funding on a county-by-county basis to be used for peer-to-peer programming for veterans of all ages. Counties have flexibility to create programs that work to address their veterans' population-specific needs by setting up programming through their veteran service officer or a local nonprofit veterans organization. Quick action by firefighters in Germantown saved a home on Sunday afternoon in a story from Hudson Valley 360. The fire began in a shed on property at 4136 9G, ignited a large brush fire that spread quickly and threatened the home. The fire got within 3 feet of the house before firefighters arrived and extinguished it without any damage to the building. A tanker fill station was set up at a water source on Mountain View Road. The fire was declared out. All fire companies were back in service at 1:23. Fire departments assisting Germantown were Livingston, Claremont, Hudson, Tivoli, also assisting at the fire scene. Northern Dutchess Paramedics, State Police, and the Columbia County Fire Coordinator's Office. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts Housing and Economic Development Secretary Mike Kennelly and Housing Community Development Undersecretary Jennifer Maddox announced that the Community Development Corporation and project co-sponsor partner Wayfinders have been awarded approximately $14 million. Those funds will provide a majority of the financing for the new $19 million project that will build 49-unit affordable housing complex called Windrush Commons at 910 South Main Street in Great Barrington, the only project to receive funding in Western Massachusetts in this funding round. Some meetings coming up today. Sharon Housing Authority has a meeting scheduled for 5 p.m., the Board of Finance at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, the Conservation Commission has a meeting set for 5 p.m. In Salisbury, WPCA has a meeting set for 7 o'clock this morning. Salisbury Democratic Town Committee will meet at 6 p.m. tonight. Taconic Hills Central School District Board of Education meeting will be held tomorrow at 6:30. In North Canaan, the Finance Board will hear budgets, according to First Selectman Charlie Perotti. He said the Boards of Selectmen and Education will present their budgets to the Board of Finance tomorrow at 7:30. In Cornwall, today, the Board of Selectmen have a meeting via Zoom at 7:30. Coming up on the 18th, the Board of Finance meeting via Zoom. In Sheffield, the Planning Board has a virtual meeting coming up on Thursday, the 18th at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals has a meeting at the annex of the Northeast Millerton Library on Century Boulevard in Millerton on Thursday at 7:30. South of the Border Takeout Benefit Dinner hosted by the UCC Faith Information Formation Committee for the Church School Giving Projects. Pre-order only pickup at the Parish House March 27th. Orders are due by March 19th. Between 5 and 7, main dish choice of rice and beans or sweet potato and beef with two sides, cornbread and dessert, $15 per serving. For more information, 860-672-6840. Enjoy story time with Youth Services Associate Tia on Zoom Saturday mornings, 10:30 a.m. at the Roel F. Jansen Community Library. It's paired with an easy art project. More information, rojantlibrary.org/kids-events. All for One food distribution will happen Saturday the 20th from 1 till 3 at the Dover Town Hall, co-sponsored by the Dutchess County Commission on Human Rights, Dutchess Interfaith, and Mid-Hudson Islamic Association. More information, townclerkdoverny.us. D.M. Hunt Library has a Zoom event, Eagles in Connecticut, with Ginny Apple, Master Wildlife Conservationist. That is Saturday. Register at huntlibrary.org or on their Facebook page. Also on Saturday at 4 o'clock, an author talk in Cornwall. Janice Demura and Franny Talaferro. That's via Zoom. Lakeville Host Company Ladies Auxiliary Corned Beef Dinner happening on March 20th, 5 to 7:30 at the Firehouse. Takeout only. Reservations available. 860-833-0505. Adults $17. Seniors $14. Children under 10. $11. Mahawi Performing Arts Center, in conjunction with the Metropolitan Opera, presenting a free virtual screening lecture featuring Scott Early via Zoom Sunday at 5:30. More details, mahawi.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 32,953.46, the NASDAQ 13,459.71, and the S&P 500 at 3968.94. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.